Scott City 1-1 on the year after a win at Ulysses on Friday night, and then a tough setback here last night to a Great Bend team that Beavers rallied late there but fell a little short there. And we're now joined here with head coach Brian Gentry as the Beavers get set to take on Liberal on Friday and then Wichita Trinity on Saturday. Well, Coach, come in now 1-1 on the year, of course, of the win over Ulysses, a tough loss last night to a Great Bend team and a 5A school there. But kind of looking back over the first couple of games, what did you see with your team overall here as you get ready for two more games here this week?
Well, I like our half-court defense. You know, I think we're doing a pretty good job of contesting everything. A couple breakdowns here and there, but for the majority, you know, our half-court defense has been solid. You know, the other side of that is, you know, last night we didn't get to set up in at a ton, you know, with the turnovers and things like that. So, you know, I think they're really competing. You know, I like their energy. I like their effort. You know, it's always good. It's always consistent. You can depend on it. So, you know, I really enjoy that out of these guys. You know, we got a lot of young guys. And not to say we don't have seniors, because we do, but they, you know, they didn't get a lot of time last year. So we've got a lot of new guys, you know, trying to figure some things out and you know, figure out how to play with one another again. And you know, I really like their energy and attitude. And we got to keep, you know, growing as a team and putting some things together offensively and, you know, obviously, you know, taking care of the ball with the press and things like that. But, you know, really enjoyed their competitiveness, you know, the last couple of games.
Yeah, I know that you meant, you know, first quarter there, they come out and slept the full court press early, and they were hitting their shots early on, the Great Bend was, and forced some turnovers there, full court pressure. It felt like as the game got going there, they continued to full court press you, but I think the sense of urgency to get that across there and maybe attack that full court pressure seemed to get better as the game went on.
Yeah, and we kind of talked about that a little today, is, you know, the way that we're going to beat a press is to attack it, you know, and you got to do that the right way, though. And, you know, last night we were a little out of control. Even when we got out of the trap, you know, initially, you know, we still had guys that just weren't they weren't aware of their surroundings. They weren't aware of what was in front of them or what was happening. So we got to do a better job of kind of peeking up the floor and seeing what's going on and where our outlets are and things like that. But, you know, early on, you know, right there, the first, like, 3.5 minutes was just brutal as far as, you know, we weren't getting any shots up and we were turning it over and they were getting layups. And like you said, they were hitting threes. So it's 10-0 just like that. And I think that kind of set the tone, you know, as far as what we were doing, you know, offensively. I think it just kind of stunned us, like, what in the world just happened? But, you know, they're knocking down threes from 25 feet, and we're not even shooting yet, you know, because we're struggling taking care of the ball. So we did, you know, as the game progressed, we got a little more aggressive with it, and I thought we found some guys. We got to be able to capitalize on those and score, and we will. That's the good thing about these early games, especially against bigger schools and things like that, is you get a different level of athlete, really. You know, you tend to get more of them, you know. But they came out and got after us, and, you know, I really, like I said, you know, I enjoyed our guys and how much they're competing. And last night, you know, is just an example of that, where we go into the fourth quarter and we have 18 points, you know, and we're just, nothing's really going right for us. And they've got every chance and excuse in the world to just kind of give it in. And our bench didn't let them. And, you know, they all stayed positive and they fought and fought and fought. And we made a game of it, you know, there for a little while. And so, you know, they really did a great job of just continuing to believe in each other and play hard.
Yeah, part of that. I think you must have got one of the custodians' attention there to get the lid off the rim or
something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We did that for a rebounding drill the day before. Just forgot to take it off.
All right. Once again, it is Coach Brian Gentry here. But you get set here, two big games in 2 days. You take on Liberal and Wichita Trinity back-to-back. And, you know, it was like as I told Coach Felker, hopefully Liberal's a little worn out after their long trip to Wichita on Thursday night. And you get them on Friday. Liberal lost to Holcomb last night, and it looked like it was just kind of a big early scoring barrage there by Holcomb that kind of did him in. But the Wichita Trinity, a lot of length, it sounds like, on Saturday. What are some things that you're looking to do to improve upon over these next 2 days?
Well, you know, we kind of talked about that today, and mm-hmm. I wanted them to kind of feel my intensity and my passion for this game that we're playing. And, you know, at times it you kind of get caught going through the motions as far as you're not going full speed. You're not executing at full speed. And then when a team pressures you, you're not used to executing in full speed. So today we kind of made that our challenge was, you know, we went about as hard as we could for about 2 hours. And, I mean, we just pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. And we found out, you know, there are some things that, you know, we're not executing when we are going at full speed. And we got better at that today. So, you know, we took a step in the right direction. And I just look for, you know, that energy and that intensity and passion to kind of, you know, hopefully it'll come through on our guys. And but, you know, they like the game. You know, they like playing with one another, and they're coachable. So, I mean, that's all you can ask for right now. And you just continue to build on things one day at a time. And, you know, each day is going to be, you know, a challenge one way or the other. But it's also exciting because some of these guys, I mean, you're teaching them things for the first time. Yeah. You know, we've got young guys, and so it's pretty neat to watch them kind of grow.
Are you ready for fans in the stands now, or parents at least, coming up Friday and Saturday?
Bring them on, man. Let's get it back.
All right, yeah, you got the pass list for them and ready to go and everything. And
oops, yeah, I got to fill that out.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I reminded you. Coach Brian Gentry here joining us here on our Coach's Show. Thanks again, as always, Coach, here, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott County Hardware, Scott City. A couple of seniors, and they had the same amount of points apiece last night here. We're going to talk here with Harrison King. He was kind of dead-eye in that fourth quarter. Well, Harrison, what seemed to be different for you than that fourth quarter last night?
It was just, as time went on during the game, it became more natural, and I was just, you know, feeling it during that fourth quarter.
Yeah, boy, I think you didn't miss in a row there, five in a row. It took somebody to block your shot to end the streak, doggone it, you got in the way. But, but last night in the first couple of games, being that one of those starters out there that has played probably some of the most minutes the last couple of years for you guys returning. And have you felt that you've played overall so far?
I feel I've been pretty good. I could always do things better. Like the first game, I had a couple too many turnovers, but I feel like I've been doing pretty good for the team.
Yeah, you know, you feel like that was a little bit better for you last night?
Yeah, that felt definitely better.
All right. What are some things that you've been able to maybe improve upon here from last year to this year playing a bigger role?
I feel like just having the ball in my hands, relaxed, and making the right pass or making the right shot, whatever we need to do, not getting so panicked, I guess, just relaxing.
And, you know, how weird was it, Friday night especially, and then, you know, even to an extent last night, playing in front of minimal fans here, well, because pep band you had last night, how weird was that?
It's definitely weird, because make a big shot or something and nothing much happens. Quiet.
Well, as you look forward here Friday and Saturday, what are some things that you're looking forward to playing a couple of games here in a couple of days with Liberal and Wichita Trinity?
I'm just looking for us to do good as a team and lower the turnovers like we've been having and just get a win both games.
All right. Hopefully it gets going there for you on Friday. Senior Harrison King joining us here. Thanks as always, man, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right, Senior Harrison King. And then our next guest is going to be another senior, Josh Rosine, coming in on Friday or on Tuesday night last night. First game of the year for him, and ended up with 15 points. Well, how fun was that to get back out on the court there, Josh?
It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed going out there and playing with my guys and being able to be coached by Coach Century. It was a great time.
Yeah, could you tell you had a little bit rust early on?
Oh, yeah, I could tell. And also I was extremely fatigued by the end, and I was just drained. But first game, it should get a lot better.
Yeah, and, you know, what were some things that you felt like you did that were pretty good last night?
I felt like I, not in the first half so much, but in the second half, I shot the ball way better, and I was able to make better passes in the second half because I think I ended with around five turnovers, and so I really improved on that in the second half.
As maybe a little bit of it just that you were kind of a game behind your teammates?
I think so, and I also think that I didn't have as big of a role last year, and so all of the pressure and everything and being a game behind, it was a lot at the time.
I know you played a lot of basketball this summer in Colorado. What did you feel like that maybe you did that you learned a lot from this summer and that you're going to try to relay here this year?
Well, they preached very much just being a leader, and leadership is a big thing to me, I feel like, and I feel like I'm able to bring that to our team pretty well.
All right. Now, what's the goal you have for this year?
My goal is to make somebody better. Just make anybody. just improve their game.
All right. And what's the practice has been like? Because there's a lot of you that get a lot of playing time and first couple of games here so far. What are the practices been like?
The practices have been pretty good. The first few were a little, we were all a little rusty, and so we had to condition and do the regular stuff. But recently it's been getting more tough because we've actually been in games and we can see what we've been doing wrong or right. And so, yeah.
All right. It's Senior Josh Rosine joining us here. Thanks again, as always.
Thank you.
Good luck to you coming up.